The next patient is Kathleen North. The last name is N-O-R-T-H. First name, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 68-year-old white female that is a follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has maintained a serum creatinine that is 1.5, 1.6 milligrams per cent of UN, that is between 31 and 30, with a protein excretion this time of 400 milligrams in 24 hours. Number two, the patient has a history of Raynaud's phenomenon, and she gives me a history of frequent vertigo. When I ask her if this vertigo has been recently evaluated or investigated, there was a negative answer. She also complains of losing the strength in the lower extremities. She used to be able to climb a flight of stairs, and she went to the son's house, and she had a great deal of difficulty with three steps. To a physical examination, the patient has some swelling in the right ankle, decreased peripheral pulses, and the feet are cold, and the vascular blanching is slow. Whether we are dealing with an autoimmune process that is getting activated is unknown. We're going to refer her back to Dr. McHugh, M-C-C-U-E, for further investigation. Following number, the patient has low back pain that has improved. Following number, she has vitamin B12 deficiency that she gets supplementation on a monthly basis. Following number, she has a history of mitral valve replaced in 2015, and the left upper lung was removed. The patient doesn't have any cardiovascular symptoms. The night chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats. Following number, hypothyroidism treated by the primary care physician. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spent 7 minutes evaluating the lab. In the face-to-face, it was 15 minutes, and documentation 5 minutes.